Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's send it over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is standing by in the red zone, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Jim.
Thanks very much, Jameer. In the red zone this week, we're joined by the captain, DeQuell Jackson, who's off to a sensational start with a great opening game and a touchdown against the Eagles on that interception of Michael Vick, and then another interception last Sunday in Cincinnati, and three sacks in that game, too. It's a great start, but I know what you're going to say to me. Yeah, Jim, but we're 0-2, and we got to get on the winning side.
Of course. That's been my my routine from day one. You know, it's all about winning here in this building. It's great to have individual stats, but a lot of that has to do with the D-line in front of me. You know, big credit has to go to those guys and back in the secondary to allow me to make those plays I'm making right now.
Boy, it has been an exciting start, really. And that opening game against Michael Vick and the Philadelphia Eagles, I mean, there was pressure. There were, which turned into turnovers. Now, this was a team that struggled to get turnovers last year. And suddenly, you come up with a helmet full in the opening game, and you come up with the interception in game two. Can you explain what's the difference between a year where the team doesn't get any turnovers and now two games in, you got a bunch?
Yeah, well, it starts with Dick Geron. That's been one point of emphasis. It's creating turnovers. You know, he always preaches, you know, the important stats is points allowed, points created, and also turnovers. So we practice a turnover circuit each and every day at practice. So he's always reemphasizing that point, and we've been able to translate practice over to the games.
Well, how about when you're in that huddle right now and your fellow linebackers are people like L.J. Fort, young guy, Craig Robertson, very young guy, Billy Wynn, John Hughes, Buster Screen played a ton last week in Cincinnati. And now suddenly, you know, you're their leader. You're the guy they're looking to for direction and confidence.
Yeah. Well, it all starts in practice. You know, Wednesday when we step on the field, we have a goal. And that's to practice hard, simulate practice as much as we can so that the games will come easier for us. Yeah, we have a lot of young guys, but they've gained a lot of experience through the preseason, through OTAs. If this was a year prior, you know, with the lockout, I think things would be a little bit different. But now they've had the spring ball. They've got their legs under them. But I think we'll be fine. Those guys dedicate a lot of time off the field, watching film, and doing the right things to be a good pro.
Well, you've been close in both games, painfully close against Philadelphia and close right there all afternoon long in Cincinnati. Now, what does it take to get up over the top and we're all happy at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon?
I think it's a mindset you got to have. Like you mentioned, we've been in both ball games real close, and it's come down to the end. So if we can develop that mindset of when we get in those situations, we're going to win, that's the only thing. You know, we're a play away. You know, maybe the next few weeks here, we make those plays, but it starts with a mentality.
You know, this is a big weekend. This is like the alumni weekend for the Browns. The Legends class will be revisited by two great players, Ernie Green and Clarence Scott. And you know, DeQuell, they're going to tell stories about the great Browns teams that they were on that reached big games and the biggest game when they were playing. And I know sometime soon you want to be able to talk about a great Browns team that you played on that played in big games here in Cleveland and elsewhere that meant a lot to the league and it meant a lot to the Browns' history. And you want to put your chapter in there, don't you?
Oh, of course. You know, I've been here for going on year seven, and I want to end my career here. So to leave this place and this community, I've grown attached to it and attached to the fans and people that I've met over the years. So it'll be important for me to come out and actually get to a championship or possibly win a Super Bowl one day. And so I can come back and come to the alumni games and actually talk about my story.
All right, last question, and that is this. Against the Bills, they have a running back in C.J. Spiller. We've got Richardson. They've got Spiller. He's averaging over 10 yards a carry. What will be the game plan against him?
To definitely make sure we know where he is on the field. The Bills do a great job of creating opportunities for him, whether it's handing it off to him or creating opportunities for him in space where they line him in a receiver position. So right now, he's leading the NFL in rushing. We understand that. So they're going to stay true to who they are. They're going to come in and try to run the ball. And it'll definitely be a great test for our defense and as a team in general.